Hey, I'm Dustin from the Universal Store team at Microsoft. Over the past couple of months, our team has made some great improvements to Dev Center, and I want to show those experiences to you today. Specifically, I want to show you how you can set up sales within Dev Center. So we set out on this journey to revamp the way you control your game's price based on some feedback we received from you. Here are some of the scenarios you said you wanted to see. Schedule an initial promotional price that increases after a certain time. Schedule a game as free for a weekend, then revert back to paid. Configure a game as a percentage off discount. And finally, offer a special discount for owners of your other games. Today, I'm proud to say that all of these scenarios can now be addressed within Dev Center with just a few clicks. Let's take a look. So as you can see, I've opened up Dev Center and I have a submission here. And I'm going to go into pricing and availability. So for that first scenario, where we want to do a promotional price and then bump up the price after a few days, we'll go to pricing. Click Show Options. And we can see that we have a base price set. We can actually customize prices for different markets. But for this one, I'm going to do all markets at the same time. So as you can see, we have the base price of 99 cents, but then we want to schedule an increase of price after a few days. So we're going to schedule that increase to 299 after just a few days. And so that's going to give our early adopters a discount. So for some of the other scenarios, we want to go down to sales pricing. We're going to click Show Options and a new sale. Again, we can schedule sales for certain markets, or we can just select a sale for all the markets that our app or game is available in. So with our second scenario, we wanted to schedule the game for free for a weekend and then revert back to the paid price. So as you can see, I have a price set to free, and we're going to offer that to everyone. But we're going to change this start on date to a Friday, and then we're going to end the sale on a Monday. So what we've just done is created that app or game for free for the weekend. We can also schedule a percentage discount for that weekend as well versus a price change. So we can select percentage discount, and we're going to do it to 50% off. Again, we're going to offer it to everyone for that weekend. And finally, we can also offer a sale to owners of our previous apps or games. And to do that, I'm going to actually switch back to the price. I'm going to give the owners of my previous games a 99-cent sale. And where it says offer to, we're going to go down to owners of and select one of our other titles. So now we just selected a sale for owners of our previous titles on this new title for the set amount of time. And that's how you want to set up sales within Dev Center. So I've showed you the steps on how to set up sales in, on the developer side in Dev Center, but what exactly does your customer see within the store? So on your product page, your customers will actually see a strikethrough price. And they will also see the percentage discount just below that, and also the time remaining on that sale. So to take advantage of these sales features, all you need to do is simply log into Dev Center and follow the steps I've shown. You can also visit the first link here to learn more about all the improvements we've made for Dev Center and keep up with new features as we launch them in the coming months. Also, be sure to check out Windows Developer Blog to get updates on all Windows developer news. I encourage you to also join Dev Center Insider Program, where we grant early access to Dev Center features. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy Windows Developer Day.